This week, over 1,000 landmine activists, survivors, and government representatives from around the world gathered in Colombia for the Cartagena Summit on a Mine-Free World. The summit is the second five-year review conference of the Mine Ban Treaty, evaluating progress made and identifying actions to build a world without landmines. At the conclusion of the conference, a plan was adopted by the international community, spelling out in concrete terms what can be done to better meet the needs of landmine survivors. The Jesuit Refugee Service is a founding member of the international campaign to ban landmines. We spoke to its international communications coordinator, James Stapleton, who says although much has been achieved, more needs to be done.
An enormous amount has been done. You mean if we could just take a second to just think about exactly what's happened over the last 10 years. 250,000 anti-vehicle mines, 17 million explosive remnants of war removed. But, you know, we still have 5,000 injuries a year. It's a big decline in the last 10 years, but it's still a huge number of people. And a number of states who have produced or who use landmines still haven't signed the treaty. China, India, Pakistan, Russia, and the United States. What we're saying is a huge amount has been done, but we need to go that step further. What we're calling on states is to be, it's time to be on the right side of history. These are bombs that have been stigmatized all over the world, even in states where they haven't yet signed up to the treaty. I don't think there's anybody who really stands by and thinks that landmines or other associated devices are legitimate weapons to use in warfare.